Chapter 9. The Travel of UFOs. The third reason why UFOs are clearly demonic in origin is because they travel like demons. Kind of like the sign you see as you head out to Area 51, the extraterrestrial highway. I don't think it's actually their highway, but let's take a look at how UFO and aliens travel. It just so happens they travel in the same manner as demons do. But don't take my word for it. Let's see how demons travel according to the Bible, and you tell me if they don't coincide with the same things that these UFO occupants are able to do as well.
2 Kings 6:15-18. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, "Strike these people with blindness." So, he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked.
So here we see the classic passage in the Bible where the prophet of God Elisha was being hunted down, and when his servant got up and saw an army coming against them, he freaked out and ran to Elisha. So Elisha, knowing better, asked God to open his servant's spiritual eyes so he could see that there really was no reason to be afraid. God's angels far outnumbered the army that was opposing them. Now, here's the point in sharing that passage. This is just one of many passages in the Bible that tells us how angels travel, and demons are in that category because they are fallen angels. What we see is, according to this text, that they have the ability to appear and disappear, to materialize and to dematerialize, and to travel very rapidly. Wonder of wonders, that's precisely what these UFOs and their occupants also do.
Travel indicator number 1. UFO experts are saying that these beings are not so much physical in nature as they are spiritual, and that because they clock them at speeds up to 15,000 miles per hour, making right turns which would instantly destroy anything physical. History Channel reports. Richard Dolan, author, "The Significant Wave of Sightings Over Belgium," in particular in 1989 and 1990, of triangular aircraft have yet to be identified to today. On that first night, the police were swamped with telephone calls from 150 witnesses. Soon sightings of the open triangle, as it comes to be called, are reported throughout the country. The UFO phenomena there results in an unprecedented level of cooperation between various government agencies and private UFO investigators about UFO incidents. The Belgium Air Force quickly takes the lead and starts setting up a procedure for tracking this unidentified flying object. Colonel Wilfred de Brouwer, the Air Force's Chief of Operations, coordinates a special task force to work with local and national police agencies as well as civilian UFO investigators. On the night of March 30, 1990, the triangle is sighted again. Two Belgium F-16 fighters are scrambled from Boefchain Air Base. Despite flying for over an hour, the pilots are unable to make visual contact with the UFO but do manage to record radar images of it. The encounter leads some to speculation that the open triangle is actually an American craft. If so, the most likely culprit would be the F-17A stealth fighter. This secret triangular-shaped aircraft is designed to have a minimal radar signature. But sophisticated analyzers conducted on both ground-based and onboard radar images of the open triangle calls this theory into doubt. According to the radar, the UFO could within seconds accelerate from 170 to 1,100 miles per hour and drop from 11,000 feet to near ground level. Maneuvers like those would generate an enormous G-force far in excess of what military testing films show a human can endure, thereby dismissing the possibility of the UFO as man or American-made.
And that's why researchers say they are massless by our physics, i.e. spiritual in nature. Demons are spiritual, aren't they? Travel indicator number 2, UFOs are not only able to go faster than the speed of sound, but they make no sonic boom like a normal physical object does. Another clue, that they're spiritual in nature. Travel indicator number 3, radar has never recorded the actual entering of UFOs into our atmosphere. Travel indicator number 4, even with supposed millions of advanced civilizations in outer space, it would be almost impossible if just once a year for an extraterrestrial craft to find us out here on the limb of our galaxy. Yet we are seeing literally tens of thousands of these so-called craft every single year. Travel indicator number 5, the so-called aliens seem to be able to live in our atmosphere without the help of respiratory devices. Travel indicator number 6, UFOs have been fired upon scores of times by American, Russian, and Canadian pilots, but these pilots have never been able to physically bring down a craft or capture it. Travel indicator number 7, UFO entities seem to have the ability to materialize and dematerialize at will as if coming from another doorway or portal. Which just so happens to also be the ability that angels or angelic beings have, which of course the demons are, only of the fallen category that rebelled against God with Satan. They too travel through dimensional doorways. In fact, the Bible tells us.
Genesis 28:10-12, and verses 16-17. Jacob left Beersheba, and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, this is the gate of heaven."
And this is why many UFO experts are now saying that, based on decades of research, these beings aren't coming from outer space but inner space. They're coming from another dimension.
Jacques Vallée on UFOs. They're more like windows into another dimension. Spiritual nature of UFOs. It's this dimensional thinking that helps to explain some of the shape-shifting and morphing abilities these UFOs seem to have. For instance, it would be like a three-dimensional ball going through a two-dimensional piece of paper. From the paper's point of view, the ball would first appear as a small sphere as it entered and then gradually get larger as it continued to enter until the middle of the ball, and then as it departed would get smaller and smaller until it totally disappeared. And that's precisely what some of the UFOs do as they enter and depart. Hey, wait a second. The Bible says demons come from another dimension called the spirit realm. Very interesting. So again, these beings and their so-called craft don't appear to be so much physical in nature as they are spiritual in nature. Flying saucer review UFOs. First of all, this periodical supports an assemblage of over 50 experts and specialists worldwide who conduct major UFO encounter investigations, and is just one of the few journals that has objectively and thoroughly evaluated the phenomenon worldwide for almost 40 years. Gordon Creighton, editor. There seems to be no evidence yet that any of these crafts or beings originate from outer space. Brad Steiger. We are dealing with a multidimensional paraphysical phenomenon, which is largely indigenous to planet Earth. Arthur Clarke, famous science fiction writer. One theory that can no longer be taken very seriously is that UFOs are interstellar spaceships.
So, as you can see, based on these findings, many researchers, secular even, believe that UFO and their supposed occupants are clearly of a supernatural spiritual origin and not some natural in origin from outer space. And wonder of wonders, again, it just so happens to fit the profile of demons.